Welcome to Spectrum Asia, another weekly discussion of topics of interest to our listeners throughout the USA and internationally. Here's this week's host, Steve Warren.
Hi again, everybody. It's another Spectrum show. Steve Warren is sitting right here in my big old chair. And as you may recall, during last year, during 2021, we got China America on the road a number of times and visited a number of cities with the Small Business Expo, which you hear being advertised on China America Radio. So we were in Philadelphia and in Brooklyn, Midtown Manhattan, New York City. We were also in Boston and a handful of other places. And while we were in Boston last year, one of the folks who stopped by our booth was Jason Burke. And Jason is a business guy with a lot of good ideas, and he's going to be sponsoring an event that some of our listeners, either in the New England area or elsewhere, may be interested in. So, Jason, welcome to China America Radio and to our Spectrum show.
Thank you so much for having me, and it's a pleasure to be on.
So, listen, you've got a thing which is it sounds pretty aggressive. It's called the High Performance Success Summit. And it's coming up March the 19th and 20th in Cambridge/Boston area. Tell us the genesis of this event.
The genesis of this event is really, I founded it back in 2018 with the purpose of helping small business owners, real estate investors, and entrepreneurs achieve more wealth by bringing in the top experts in the space, and which is really awesome. And so we launched a few of our events in Vegas, and then we did some events in Boston before the pandemic, and this is our first live event back. One of the great things about this live event is we're bringing really the top wealth experts to help people teach them strategies how they can make more money. So, like, for example, our keynote speaker is Dave Seymour. He's known for being on Flipping Boston. Dave is a multifamily investor, and he's going to be talking about wealth creation through multifamily and how to make money on that. We're also going to have Brad Blazer. He's raised $2 billion in capital over his lifetime. He's going to be teaching how to raise money to fund, whether it be a real estate project, a business, or that special project. And we have someone like myself, an event expert, that's going to be teaching people how you can make money on your events and how you can use them to monetize and grow your business. And then we have someone like Mac Millionaire Paul Fink, who has done about $20 million worth of real estate or more, plus another $30 million in infomercial products. So he's going to be teaching people how to achieve more in their business and how to cut through the excuses and BS so you can raise your game to another level. And then we have Daniel Pope, which is an online business expert. It's created over $5 million worth of funnel build. So he's going to teach you how to start from zero with a new product or coaching program and take that to over $10 million in revenue. So we got some really powerful experts that are going to be teaching this event, and there's going to be some great networking opportunities to build your list, build your network, and some of the golden nuggets you're going to leave with from this event is how to create wealth, how to grow your business, how to create strategies that work when you're doing your own events. Just some of the great things that we really have planned in this two-day event.
We'll double back to the contact information, but let's stop here briefly and give the website so anyone who can't grasp all that we're throwing at them here in this show have a place to go visit or to sign up for a newsletter or whatever.
Oh, absolutely. They can go to www.hbsuccess.com. And they can go to www.hbsuccess.com and they can reserve the tickets for the event. Tickets start at $297. They admit two people. We have different levels of tickets going from $297 up to highest package, which is $4,000, but you get different things with the levels, and that will be all on the website. You can also see a speaker's bio. So again, they can go to www.hpsuccess.com and check out all the information for this event.
That's hpsuccess.com. We'll get back to that again one more time before we close out. What's the exact format? It's a two-day event, and it's from what hours to what hours, and what's the flow chart look like for those 2 days?
Yeah, we're going to be going 9 to 6 on day one, 9 to 5 on day two. So we'll have speakers slotted throughout the day, and then we'll also start having networking breaks too, so people can network with exhibitors and make connections. And then we'll have like speakers like Dave Seymour will be one of keynote speakers day one, Brad will speak, I will speak. And we usually announce the formal agenda for the event a couple weeks out before the event, usually, as we finalize, as we add more speakers and different sponsors and things to the event. But so there'll be content throughout the whole day and networking opportunities throughout the whole day.
When you say networking, are there going to be any one-to-one opportunities like we have at the Small Business Expo, where you can actually sit down one-on-one with someone and talk specifically about your needs?
We're going to be having particularly like networking breaks, probably about 10, 15 minutes where you can network individually and everything like that with people. And then you can make connections on, just like if you had a networking event, you would network in individually making connections. We're going to have those breaks throughout the day where people can connect. We also have a lunch break throughout the day that's usually about 60 minutes. So it gives you a chance to have lunch break and make some connections as well. So we're very cognizant of that. We want people to come away with some really great contacts and resources and meet some new people, as well as learn some great content. So I always strike that balance in events.
Well, you're right there in the backyard of Harvard University, which should be inspirational enough. Why did you choose that particular location in Cambridge?
Yeah, because it was accessible for people to get to multiple ways through public transportation. Also, people can get there through drive-in. Parking is reasonable in that plan for a full day. It's like $20, which is very reasonable in the Boston area for what you see in garages and stuff like that. And I want a location where people could access and get to the event where they had a car, a dorm car, public transportation as well. So that's why we chose the location.
And what kind of follow-up do you have? Do you have other events that are coming up in the future? Or once people attend this event, is there ways for them to keep in touch thereafter?
Oh, yeah. We have a follow-up where people will sign up for our list, sign up for our Hyper-One Assessment list. We'll give them updates on future Hyper-One Assessment events or my own event, Mastery Assess Boot Camp, or other type of events that we're having. With this type of event, we usually like to do this about 2 to 3 times a year, the summit event type of format. And then I have my own event, Mastery Assess Boot Camps, where I teach people and coach them on events and how to really use those. So we will have a system where people, once they're registered, they'll be in our database, so they'll get updates and tips and different advice when it comes to their own events and when it comes to our upcoming events as we schedule them on the calendar.
What other geographical areas do you try to hit from time to time with your events?
We've done events in Las Vegas, a lot of them. We've done events in Boston. I'm open to doing events in different markets. It all depends on the JV partners and promotion partners we have in that particular market. Like, this is our first live event back since the whole pandemic. So we had to go mostly the virtual. And so since 2020, so this is the first one back, and we're doing it in Boston. We'll probably look at doing one in Las Vegas as well at some point in 2022, later in the year. So we'll open the different geographical locations. But I think it's important to give yourself enough time to push the event and market the event. We're not looking to do an event every single month. We may do one every 3 months for this type of style of event. But basically on the promotion push and making sure that. And that's fine for us. And that works for us, you know.
What's your projected attendee body count for an event like this?
Ideally, for this event like this, is we'll probably have somewhere between 75 to 100 people. Of course, our goal is to get more than that. But I like to be really conservative with the numbers, especially on this first event. We'll come back when, as COVID is slowly winding down. But yeah, so that's realistically the projected count for this first event back, basically.
So the event is coming up on March the 19th and 20th. Give us the specific location of the event in Cambridge.
The DoubleTree, Boston, Cambridge. It's on a Soldier Road, 400 Soldier Road, and they can get to it. So it's right in Cambridge in a backyard. And that once people sign up for the event, they'll also get the location for that as well. So it'll be the DoubleTree Boston, Cambridge. And it's right. It's in a good location where people can access and get there, like I said, through multiple ways.
Very good. So one more time, the website is hpsuccess.com. And you are our guest this week on Spectrum, Jason Burke. So, Jason Burke, thank you so much for joining us, and hope you have a successful event. If I were available that weekend, I'd get up there somehow. Not sure that's going to happen, but nevertheless, good luck and thanks for joining us. And maybe we'll talk again in a couple of months. See how things go.
No, absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for listening to this week's edition of Spectrum Asia. To hear podcasts of past programs, visit the Spectrum Asia tab on our website at ChinaAmericaRadio.com.